Hello, everyone, and welcome to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy. Appreciate you tuning in today. Today is Saturday, April 30th, 2011, and you're listening to Common Sense Revisited. Appreciate Phil Pozderek's Saturday morning missives, per usual. Excellent information and perspectives that you're not going to hear anywhere else, at least not unless you listen to this network. And stay tuned for Michael McKay and Radio Free Market at 1 o'clock after this show is ended. And, of course, the namesake of the show is Common Sense Revisited. You can visit commonsenserevisited.com, where you can download for free a PDF version of the 48-page booklet, Common Sense Revisited, addressed to the inhabitants of America on the following interesting subjects. It's a modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original, folks. It's talking about the origin and design of government in general, with concise remarks on the Declaration of Independence, of indigenous power and surrogate power, thoughts on the present state of American affairs regarding specific issues, and of the present ability of America to return to the laws of nature and of nature's God. And, of course, this is the second edition of this that came out. Clyde Cleveland is the publisher. Clyde's been on this show many times, helped found this show at the invitation of Mr. Stattmiller. And there are two pages of heavily footnoted citations in the back, which I was very pleased to see on the second edition. There's 151 footnotes in there, so it's not just, it's very well documented, all the assertions that are made in this publication. And I encourage you to at least take a look at it and download the free PDF. You can sign up there and get the free PDF. You can order copies online at Common Sense Revisited. You can also get CDs and MP3s of the Common Sense Revisited. And, of course, the other great website to visit is republicbroadcasting.org. They always do a fine job of keeping up to date with the national and international headlines. You can also subscribe to archives there. And if you happen to hear an advertiser on one of the shows you listen to at RBN and you can't remember how to get a hold of them, you can always find links to those folks at the RBN website, which is republicbroadcasting.org. So, and of course, if you listen to my show, you know that I try to put links at my own personal blog about the things we talk about each Saturday, so that there is a reference point, and that has been accomplished today, and it's at thirdrailblog.com. Thirdrailblog.com has links to some of the topics that we will cover today, and links to RBN as well. And today, I believe we have our guest on the phone with us. John, you with us? Hey, John.
Hello, Todd. How are you?
I'm good. You sound like you're en route.
I am on the bypass, heading back into town, and
well, folks, this is Jonathan Narciss.
Good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today, Jonathan. This is Jonathan Narciss, folks. He's been on this show before last year. John is many things. He's a publisher. He's a radio host as well in Des Moines, Iowa, where he lives, and I got to know John very well when I helped him last year with his candidacy for governor in the de facto election in 2010 in Iowa as an independent. We had a great time. We learned a lot, lots of time on the road together, meeting and greeting people, meeting the media, and John has raised the bar in Iowa, in my opinion, like no other, and I really respect and admire his efforts, and I just asked him to join us today. Just for the heck of it. I haven't talked to him for a while, and I thought it'd be fun to have John on there. John, what's keeping you busy these days in Des Moines?
Well, one of the biggest things right now is just getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
A campaign can take a great toll. For those who aren't familiar with my health sojourn, I had gotten to a point where I was carrying a bottle of aspirin in my car because of a heart attack.
I apologize. We got to take a break right at the first break. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs. Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Folks, you're listening to Common Sense Revisited. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy, and I have with me John Narcisse, also from Iowa, on the line. John, you were saying that after the grueling election, because you did do a 99-county tour statewide, I was on part of that with you. You worked your tail off. You've been focusing on your health.
Well, absolutely. And I found it interesting. Your first two commercials really spoke to the importance of, you know, being healthy and taking care of yourself and eating right. And you know, I was a mess. I mean, you've seen that picture where I've looked 15 months pregnant. You know, so as I realized that I needed to get healthy, I did what a lot of, you know, guys do. I signed up for a Spartan-like experience, and it got the job done until I got in a car accident. And then I had to learn how to get healthy all over again, which, you know, I was able to do. But the campaign, when you're primarily eating convenience store breakfasts and hot beef and Godfather's, hot beef and Hardee's and pie, and then, of course, Pizza Ranch buffet, because, you know, I got to give Pizza Ranch their props. They let you come in. They have meeting rooms. They're almost all over the state, and the only thing they want you to do is to buy food. And, you know, they have those wonderful buffets with the, you know, the dessert pies and the, you know, the fried chicken and the mashed potatoes and gravy. And then after the campaign, I spent about 3 to 4 weeks basically in the post-campaign wind-down, which included things like going to Victor Sports Bar and watching the games and eating those super nachos with the fatty beef and whatever kind of cheese product that is. It can't be real cheese. No. It tastes good. And then I said, you know what? I've got to get healthy again. Since we last saw each other, I've probably dropped an additional 20 pounds, probably 30 pounds. And, you know, my cholesterol is really good. My blood pressure is perfect. My blood sugar is really good.
Kudos to you.
The thing I need to work on is my HDL cholesterol. I've got to get that up a little, but we're working on it.
Well, you're a very disciplined person, John, and I should take some notes from you on that. I need to attend to that healthy lifestyle as well. When you're jamming on so many things at once, trying to, you know, keep up with... When people ask me, how you doing? My latest response to them these days is just trying to stay one step ahead of the propaganda. Because that's really what we're inundated with propaganda constantly in our modern-day culture and society to keep us all unawake and unaware of the true status of our state and our country and so forth. And to that point, I don't know if you've been following.
Can I throw this into the time?
Sure.
You know, the thing that I think is almost as overwhelming and traumatizing as the propaganda that we're constantly bombarded with are the simple truths that we're constantly exposed to, that we've been anesthetized to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, that was one of the amazing things to me. I know you finally saw Inside Job, which, you know, it wasn't a perfect movie, but it was certainly well ahead of the curve, let me put it
absolutely.
That way.
There were some problems with it, but the merit outweighed the problems.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think if we showed 100 people that, they would go, wow, that was a good movie, or I slept through it. And then they'd say, okay, well, now I'm going to go back to the TV guy. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know what time WWE comes on.
Yeah, how much more in your face does that have to be in terms of it? By it, I mean the fleecing, the theft, the corruption, the criminality, the hypocrisy. I mean, you can go on and on. All these folks just, they stole outright property and ruin people's lives, ruin their companies, and not one of them spent a day in jail.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, that wasn't a propaganda piece that they would necessarily approve of, like the portion where they talk about that, you know, there's really no difference between the Bush team and the Obama economic team.
Mm-hmm.
And people being exposed to that will go, okay, and then continue doing the same thing. So, you know, I had a meeting with the minister the other day because, you know, one of the things I've been working on is challenging our churches to do a better job. And he asked me point blank, he said, what is the 2x4 that's going to help us to be able to get the attention of the people? Because while there's no question that there are constantly lies and the propaganda and everything out there, the confusing images, there is enough truth that the vast majority of Americans have been exposed to, even if it's just the truths in their day-to-day lives. You know, maybe the superintendent of the school district says, well, we're doing a great job. But then you go to the convenience store and you give the kid a 20 and they can't count your change. So you know that something's wrong, even if the media doesn't report it. You know there's something wrong. Even if the Quad City Times refuses to print that every single high school and middle school in the Quad Cities is officially failing, you know from practical experience that kids can't read, write, and compute. And you ignore that truth because it's inconvenient.
Yeah.
And then when they come along and tell you a lie, you're so grateful. It's almost like we're grateful for being lied to. You know, it's almost like we have all these facts and figures we're exposed to, and then the Quad City Times or somebody does a story that, well, it's getting better. And we're like, oh, thank goodness. I know you're not telling the truth. But this way, I don't have to get off my butt and get engaged in the great struggles of our time, and I can just have a cookout.
John, what did you tell the minister about the 2x4?
Well, you know, I said this is one of the things I like about, you know, working in the faith arena as opposed to the political arena. Because in the political arena, at some point, it does matter what other people think, and for no other reason than if they vote for Branstad instead of Narciss. he gets to continue doing damage to the state instead of fixing it. Mm. Whereas in the realm of faith, you just tell people the truth. The Bible gives you it tells you how to deal with people. You tell them the truth, and if they don't want to listen, you shake the dust off your feet, and you go on to the next one.
You know, interesting to bring up schools. I want to share this anecdote with you. I don't think I've told you this one yet, but I happened to have a conversation with one of the major contractors here in town where I live. Multi-million-dollar, corporation, and I got just out of in passing said, "What are some of the new projects you're working on?" And it turns out that they're building a new auditorium, a new administrative center, and a new portion of the high school for one of the high schools in our county. And I said, wow, that's news to me. Just out of curiosity, what's your take on the status of the structures that they're going to be replacing? And this person was real candid, and they looked at me and they said, frankly, Todd, these structures don't need replacing. In fact, they're overbuilding. They're just building because they have the money. They just want to spend it. And I brought this story up with a friend of mine. And he said, Todd, I know you look at that critically. He says, I know people who live in that school district who have kids in that district. If they heard those same exact words, their take would be, oh, goody, they're spending money on my kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's so hard to you got to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. You know, I immediately was, aghast at the wastefulness going on. And, It's fodder. It gives me a toehold, though, to go talk to some people to run for school board and get involved in that, because this is what I try and talk about on this show, that we're all distracted with this, the whole federal stuff and the birth certificate and Libya and all the distractions of all of
that. And can I give the Obama team their props for keeping the old birther issue alive?
It's their number one tool, man. It's incredible.
It reminded me of when the movie The Last Temptation of Christ came out.
Uh-huh.
And there was a religious group that said, well, we don't approve of your movie. And the producers of the movie took out like a full-page ad and like a dozen papers saying, we will not give in to your pressure and intimidation. And it's like, well, we weren't trying to make that big a deal out of it. It's like, we won't. And, there's no way I can prove it, but, I would love to see the meeting with Donald Trump and Barack Obama where they're basically knocking back, beers and eating some chips or something, Obama eating some arugula, talking about what a great job Trump did in driving the birther issue to the top at a time when Obama just got us in another war.
Yeah. Yeah, at a time when I think the big distraction, they released that certificate this week to keep us distracted about the flip-flop on the leadership with the CIA and the Department of Defense. You're aware of that,
aren't you? Absolutely. Yeah, because it's so much more important for us to know that Obama is our president is actually confirmed to be a citizen rather than to deal with the consequences or impact of having Leon Panetta take over the Department of Defense. From the CIA.
That's huge. It just completely closes the circle on the unholy alliance between the military-industrial complex and the police state of the CIA so that they can continue to perpetuate their drug running, frankly, is what I think is going on. I mean,
well, there's been a lot of things now. You know, they certainly were in the vanguard of the global drug trade, but I think now they're into the, corporate espionage, military intelligence sharing, the weapons. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've diversified, unlike a lot of communities that are very rigid. They've proven they have great flexibility in how they continue to expand their conquest and control.
It was amazing to behold when that headline came out. We got to take a break here, folks. Please be sure to support the advertisers you hear on RBN, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
And we're back, everybody. Thanks for staying with us on Common Sense Revisited. And I'm visiting with Jonathan Narcisse here, and we were talking about the police state, among other things. And, John, have you heard about this documentary called Into the Fire? It's about the G20 summit in Toronto.
I have not. And you know, I loved your segue into the federal international issues, which was somewhat a challenge to our constant dwelling on the federal and international issues, ignoring the local stuff.
So
I've not heard about it, but I hope we can get back to some of the local stuff.
Well, and there's a reason for me even bringing this up, actually, and it does tie into local. And it's a two-hour documentary. It was produced. It's worth checking out. I mean, it's very well produced. It's in terms of a craft, it's really well done, much like Inside Job was well done. It's directed by Dan Dix. It's produced by Stephen Davies and Brian Law. And I have a link to it at thirdrailblog.com if anybody wants to check that out. But, you know, world leaders and activists from around the world gathered for the G20 summit last June with over 19,000 police officers and security personnel on hand. The results led to over 1,100 arrests, martial law in downtown Toronto, and the most massive violation of civil liberties in Canadian history. And after watching it, because it was riveting, Kathleen, my wife, and I watched it. It was riveting. And, you know, they spent $885 million over a weekend on security, $5 million alone just on fencing. There were major confrontations between riot police and SWAT. I mean, this stuff was right in your face, detaining people for saying good luck was Saturday. You know, there was actual CCTV footage from people being put in detention cages with porta potties with no doors. There, and of course, there were the agent provocateurs were filmed, you know, that were actually part of the police force that were brutally, you know, destroying property and so forth. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There is some humor in the film. That guy, Charlie Veach, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He's from England. He's the love police. He's a guy that stands with a bullhorn and, like, you know, subways and train stations and really kind of mocks the whole police state and, you know, yells out, terrorism, terrorism, terrorism. You know, he had some really funny moments there. He got arrested. He asks in the movie at the end, why would the leaders of G20 choose this metropolitan area to stage their meeting, disrupting a major city like this? And the question is not answered in the film, but I believe that these are tests. These are staging areas. This is a soft opening, as they say in the restaurant business. They want to see how the new toys and systems work. Hell, at the beginning of the film, the chief of police practically states how the G20 allows them to test out what they've been training for. So at one point, a cop actually says on camera, this has ceased to be Canada for the time being. Anyway, it's a sad and sordid and heartbreaking thing to watch, all right, that what went down. And this was only on the outside of the meeting halls. We didn't even see any footage of what went down with all the leaders, you know, cooking up their economic tyranny. You know, but in my, this is, I'm going to bring this back to local. The brave souls who went to this to peacefully protest, they took the bait from the very top of the tyrannical hierarchy and structure. They were just trying to effect change, but they were doing it from the top. They went right to the belly of the beast, you know. And it, of course, it's easy for me to write this. I don't call Toronto my home. I don't live there, and which actually makes my point. What would we do if the G20 came to our town? What if they wanted to hold the G20 in Des Moines? You know, what would you do? What would we do if they wanted to do this lockdown of military rule, if you will? And it really brings home that you need to get to know your local law enforcement. You need to be able to know that if such a thing was brought to your community, that you would have people that would say, no, we're not going to have Des Moines or the state of Iowa cease to exist. It was kind of an awakening moment for me after watching this thing, John. It was fascinating.
Well, I've said for years that for all practical intents and purposes, the nation state is dying, if not dead. Mm-hmm. That what we really exist as are economic subdivisions.
And what?
So, as economic subdivisions, this is the reason why you would see an Alan Greenspan, former chair of the Federal Reserve, focusing on what interest rates in Brazil and Japan are, just rather than, you know, talking about how can we make the American economy as strong as possible. Because the global economic community doesn't see national lines except if it serves a purpose for controlling populations or, you know, organizing units like military divisions. You know there are times when, you know, I mean, when we look at the military, there's the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines, and they are organized in military subdivisions, but they're subordinate to the national mission. And we see, you know, the United States, Great Britain, Canada, Australia, you know, Japan, Germany, Russia, these are national divisions that serve a purpose for, you know, controlling and regulating populations and also for controlling, you know, certain things like a military. You know, this is the U.S. military. But for the purposes of day-to-day life, decisions are made based upon global economic realities. Most U.S. oil does not come from the Middle East. But our oil prices are impacted by what happens in the Middle East. You know, what you pay at the gas pump is impacted by the Middle East. The U.S. is sending troops. You know, we can say, well, we have troops in the Middle East because of humanitarian reasons. Well, if that's the case, we would have massive number of troops in places like the FAR.
Absolutely. John, we're at the bottom half of the hour. We're going to have to break again. Bottom half of the hour, folks. Stay tuned. You're listening to Common Sense Revisited. I'm visiting with John Narcisse. We'll talk to you right after the break.
You're
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And we are back. Common Sense Revisited, and thank you for staying with us, folks. And John, I think that you and I are in agreement that yes, the federal discussion is a distraction. That these criminals, like they're depicted in Inside Job, whether it's the academia, the Treasury Department, the high finance on Wall Street, they are going to operate at a whole other level because they can, and it just keeps us further distracted from actually what's happening in our own backyard. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would liken into a war. Certainly, if you're a soldier stationed in, say, the European theater in World War II, what happens in the Pacific theater? What happens in Africa? What happens in Italy? What happens in Midway? Is of critical importance to the overall war effort. But if you're landing at Normandy, at the moment, those things are really kind of irrelevant because you can't do anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no question that we have to be aware of what's happening at the federal level, the national level, and the international level, and we all always desire a more in-depth and meaningful discussion of those things. You know, we ought to want a real discussion about the things like the global heroin trade and that, how that can severely impact decisions like, you know, Afghanistan. But if you are an activist, if you are a seek to make change, then you make change where you can make change. And unless you can, you know, unless you can facilitate an audit of the Federal Reserve, write your letter to your congressman, you send your check to Ron Paul, and then you go back to focusing on your county and your city and your school district.
Right. Well,
and that wasn't an endorsement. Let me clarify. That wasn't an endorsement of Ron. I was using the example of the Federal Reserve, and therefore, you know, he's been a person calling for the audit of the Federal Reserve. But you don't have 5 million meetings about the Federal Reserve and ignore the fact that they're building a $50 million addition to your high school. In fact, in West Des Moines, Iowa, this is a district now where every high school and middle school is officially failing, which means that every staff person, every teacher, every administrator, or every member of the faculty, let me put it that way, because the janitors aren't in danger of losing their job, but every teacher, every administrator is in danger of losing their job. Now, when I say something like, well, you know every high school, middle school in your district's failing, they'll go, well, that's not true. Well, yeah, it is officially failing, which means that you're on a watch list, and if you stay on that watch list, then you can get a pink slip. Half the people in your school can get a pink slip. Now, this is West Des Moines, not Des Moines. Meanwhile, they're talking about putting a $57 million addition onto their high school. Now, to put that in perspective, we have an area in Des Moines called South of Grand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the most expensive homes may be worth $1 million to $2 million, but a lot of them aren't. So we're talking about being able to buy what may be 8, 10, 12 city blocks in the most prominent area of our state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, buying, you know, LeBron James and Michael Jordan just bought new mansions. So we're being able to talk about buying their estate and then turn around and buying their estates again. Now, do you really seriously believe in what they're going to put on the Valley High School is going to be bigger and better and more grand and spacious than Michael Jordan's house, LeBron James' house, Michael Jordan's house, and LeBron James' house?
Mm-mm.
Times two? Of course not. But you know, we voted. It's just like when I was running and I had the little handout that had the cover of the commercial real estate guy that talked about work hungry contractors bid for education projects. The legislature passed the permanent penny, which provides for the next 3 decades guaranteed money to the construction industry. So even while these school districts are failing, even in an age of technology where big school buildings are outdated because of things like, you know, the ability to learn from a thing in your hand, we're building these monstrosities, which we know, here's the thing, Pat, smaller class sizes do not have a mountain of empirical data behind them in confirming that they result in better academic results. But smaller schools have mountains of data showing that we improve academic learning. So what are we doing? We're building bigger and bigger and bigger schools, which then forces the bus kids at $4 to $5 per diesel gallon of gas.
It's
part of that vast corporate welfare that the two parties compete. You have the Democratic Party, which says we need to create a welfare state so as to be able to put money in the pockets of those people who vote for us, putting money at $100, $200, $500, $1,000 in their pocket at a time. Republicans say we need to cut off that woman that you vote $500 to, who doesn't want to work, but will vote for you if you vote her $500, and you need to vote our buddies $500,000 and $5 million and $50 million because they're putting money into our campaign chest. And then we will take and create issues like the gay marriage issue and abortion issue so that we can have issues that drive people to vote for us that we will never give them what they want. But while they're busy voting for us because we pay them lip service, They completely ignore the fact that we're voting our buddies' money.
So what we can do about it is get some folks involved to run. This is what I'm talking about in my county where I live, in Iowans for Accountability. That's a group that we formed last year and we've talked about on this show before. ScottCountyIFA.com is the website. There's a link at Third Rail Blog. We have just published an 8-page newspaper called The Concerned Citizen, is what we called it, and the mission of it is common sense information for living awake and free in Scott County, Iowa. And John, I've sent you advanced copies of it digitally as well. I think you've looked at it. And one of the things I'm excited about. Thank you. One of the things I'm excited. What's that?
It was outstanding.
Yeah, we're gonna start rocking some boats here, handing this out in the neighborhoods. And the goal is to get people to become a precinct leader. And I understand for those of you who listen to this show that, and if you listen to people like Phil in the previous show, it's a corporatocracy. Hey, I lay down my flag. Absolutely, guys. It's a corporatocracy. I totally agree. It's a corporate government. It is not a true government. I agree. I've seen the documents. I've seen the bonds that go with the oaths of office for our county sheriff and our board of supervisors. I get it. That's why on the back page of this, it says calendar of Scott County corporate government meetings open to the public. Doesn't mean, if we're so-called, chattel or slaves or shareholders in the corporatocracy, doesn't mean we can't assert ourselves within that corporatocracy and try and cure that corporatocracy, maybe bring some de jure honesty and integrity to that corporatocracy. And if you're certainly not going to do it at the federal level. So, if you can't even get involved in your local school board to stop boondoggles from happening, then what the hell do you think you're going to do? Go ahead.
And I can say this, though, there comes a point when you have to redirect your fire to the most effective target and to the relevant target.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the reasons why I like seeing the publication. There is a powerful alliance that exists between between power and the people. And power says, we will absorb the hits. We'll take the criticisms. We'll let you off the hook. We'll let you plead ignorance as long as you then let us reap the reward for taking the hit. We have this constant conversation about the villainy at the top. Evil at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And while we focus on that, we let the real corporates go. And the real corporates are the people living next to us. Because they're the ones who know this stuff is going on. And I ran across the state. You know what I discovered? People absolutely know what's going on. They're not being tricked or fooled or bamboozled. They absolutely know what's going on. We do not live in an age of an ignorant and naive population. We live in an age of people who have said, I can live with the corruption as long as I get my cut.
Mm-hmm.
And so, during the Civil War, William Tecumseh said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to burn homes. The more horrible war is, the better. Because the more horrible war is, the quicker you get it over with. And this is why we have to change our tactics. We can protest the G20. But what we really need to be protesting are the folks who live across the street from us, who refuse to go to the school board, who refuse to go to the city council, who don't even want to know about the county board of supervisor meetings, who aren't outraged that they have these meetings when they can't attend, which to be honest, most people like, because if they have a meeting when they can't attend, then they don't have to explain they don't want to go. They just say, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so the war has to be brought to the street level. No revolution can succeed until there's a civil war in the ranks of the oppressed.
One of the
advantages of being able to produce something like a newspaper that can be mass distributed is not that it puts pressure on those at the top. The reason it puts so much pressure on those at the top is because it begins putting pressure on the people who really have the power, which are the folks who tolerate this crap.
Yeah.
That was the power of the Tea Party when they said, you know what, and I think McCain got elected, a lot of folks in that movement would have done the same thing they did when George Bush passed his massive prescription drug plan. They would have turned on their television and watched, you know, whatever came on must-see TV on NBC. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, there are different dynamics that occurred, like Obama getting elected, who personally inspired some people to activism. And so when the Tea Party said to Chuck Grassley, if you keep your promise, remember Chuck Grassley said, I want to do health care too. And they said, yeah, if you keep your promise, Chuck, and you do health care, you will have a primary. And Chuck Grassley said, I don't want to do health care no more, as he toddled off and won re-election. And then went on to do things like the food bill. So, you know, what happened is we saw the power of the people manifest right before our eyes. We literally saw when the people said, you know what, this is crap, and if you do it, we're going to level consequences to you. The politicians said, well, we won't do it then.
Well, one of the reasons that I'm excited about this publication is that it gives us a tool to actually get to know our neighbors. And let me share with you the strategy that, and this is probably no secret to you, John, but for the listeners out there, I live in a county with 63 precincts, all right? And there's roughly only 7% of the people actually vote when it comes down to, especially school board elections here in our county. And, you know, I've been to the Republican caucuses before, you know, in my neighborhood, there was two of us that showed up at the caucus, two people, that's it, in a neighborhood that's supposedly, you know, engaged and so forth, that's it. That last caucus, there was about 90 Republicans that showed up totally. In the Democrat caucus that happened at the same time, there was something like 60 or 70. It was a low turnout for everybody. Our theory, Iowans for Accountability, that started this in Scott County, is that if we can get 10 like-minded people to get to know each other, that our theory is that there's a person like me just around the corner. I just haven't met him yet. And if we can actually get 10 of us per precinct hooked up and organized and engaged in getting things going, then we've got 600 people strong. We will crush anything that's out there on the local level. Next thing you know, you have people that are actually understand the things you hear about on this network, Agenda 21 and the overreach of the police state and things like Richard Mack and the sovereignty of the sheriff and the county to be the ultimate executive chief law enforcement officer, not to do the bidding of the courts and to tell the Bar Association to go hang. If you get those type of people engaged, then we can actually control what we need to and live the rule of law and God's law and nature's law in our county. It's not that difficult. We just have to get out there and do it. So to that point, we published this 8-page document, and the center spread is 4 pages, real big type, of everybody who is an elected de facto official. Yes, I understand. But at least it has their contact name, their phone number, their email, and we highlight in yellow, bright yellow, their name if they're up for election this year. And we're trying to scare up some activity and so forth. So I'm really excited about it. If you're listening and you want to see a model of what you might be able to do in your community, you can go check it out at ScottCountyIFA.com. ScottCountyIFA.com. It's on there. It also includes a list of all of the meetings, the zoning meetings, the board meetings, the the corporatocracy meetings. You know, and we've shown up to these meetings. Now, we've had face-to-face meetings with some of our supervisors. John, I'm excited to tell you about this last one I had. It just blew me away. When these meetings start, these supervisors, they always try and give me their bona fides of how really conservative they truly are, you know. One of them even told me, you know, my daughter's a lobbyist for Iowans for Tax Relief. You know, that's how conservative I am. I almost fell off my chair when she said that. What ends up coming out in these meetings is that at the end of the day, these people truly believe, and this is with all seriousness, they truly believe, as this was stated to me, that we were elected to make the tough decisions to ensure, to make a decision about your quality of life. That's what this person says to me. I'm elected to make a decision about your quality of life. And if I do what you want me to do, Todd, they said, and not pass the sustainability plan and not get involved with this Agenda 21 because you think that violates your rights, if I do that, then I could be violating somebody else's rights by not passing it. I'm like, what? How in the hell do you get that? How does that sustainability plan actually, by passing it, uphold somebody's rights? And he says, we have a right to clean air and clean water, and that's what this is going to do. And I wasn't quick enough on my feet. I will have this ready next time around. If they're so interested in clean air and clean water, how about let's get a hold about the fluoride in our drinking water? All right, that's a national news story. Last December, it finally came out that we're over-fluoridating in the water. National news story. Rock Island, Illinois, just across the bridge from where I live, they had to get a hazmat team out because the hydrofluorosilic acid had spilled out and it was eating through the concrete. And they had a hazmat team out there. These people, they want to act like they care about us and they're doing our quality of life, but at the same time, we're poisoning our populace with what's in our own water. They won't stand up for that kind of stuff. It's just truly amazing.
Well, and but I think this is where, you know, as you said, the story came out. And I think this is where, if we were to go door-to-door to people and say, you know what, they're poisoning the water supply.
Yeah. Hold that thought, John. Okay. Hold that thought. We've got a break for the last commercial set. I want to hear what your thoughts are about that hypothetical right when we get back. Stay tuned.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
So, folks, we've only got a few minutes left before the end of the show here. I appreciate John Narciss joining us today on Common Sense Revisited. And if you want to go to any of the things we talked about today, you can go to Third Rail Blog. www.freedomfighters.com, and there are show links there. John, to recap what I did, that conversation with one of the supervisors when he uttered that, you know, he was elected to make tough decisions about our quality of life, I brought up his oath of office, and he looked at me like I had, you know, five arms or something, and I said, your oath of office talks about the state and federal constitution upholding it, and those documents were written to ensure that my rights are not violated so I can make my own decisions about my own quality of life. And he looked right at me and he said, Todd, that world you're talking about does not exist. So at least we get it on the table. At least we know what we're dealing with. So your thoughts were about if we go door to door and we want to alert people about poisoning of the water via fluoride. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm saying that I think if we went door to door and alerted most people, they would say thank you for the information, and unless they saw somebody drop dead, it would be preferable to them to assume that we were just being overly dramatic than than that they should have to do something. In terms of tactic, we have to begin putting an unrelenting amount of pressure on everyday people to accept the consequences of their apathy. We have given the people a pass. The fact is, if you got nine people at the top who are controlling things, those nine people, in most instances, fear the rest of us if we ever get together, which is why they invest so much effort into distracting us and never letting us get together. But they understand the power of the people. The people don't. But they understand the power of the people. And so we are focused on asking the nine people who are doing wrong to do right. And you know what? You're stealing from us. Quit stealing from us. They ain't ever going to quit stealing from us, Todd.
No, they're not.
Politics is nothing without a demand.
Yeah.
It never has and it never will.
Well, you know.
The limits of politics are described by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
One more time.
I said, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has, and it never will.
Right.
The limit of tyrants are prescribed by the limits of those whom they oppress.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a monthly Tea Party meeting on the Iowa side of the river here, local pizza joint I went to this last week, and there's a bunch of new faces there. I'd say about a dozen new faces, and it was pleasing to see. And I was able to promote this IFA publication to them and read aloud some of the statements made by our elected officials with regards to quality of life and Agenda 21 and essentially how they outed themselves as the true statist collectivists that they are. And several people spoke up and said, geez, I voted for that guy. Last election, I didn't realize that's what he actually thought. I need to get engaged more, you know. Gosh, and to me that was some movement. That was moving the bar. That some folks are starting to show up, and we're not just, you know, talking about the. I mean, when I go to these meetings, I hammer on the local stuff. I'm so tired of hearing about the distractions about Obama and the federal and all that stuff. And we are, you know, our Tea Party meetings are probably unlike anybody else's out there with regards. It's not a bunch of neocons in the room. And it's pretty fascinating to watch, actually. So, folks, check it out if you want to see The Concerned Citizen. And we did, you know, belabor over the title of it, you know, with the loaded statement of the word citizen, which kind of citizen, and all that fun stuff. I get that. But most people that have not yet, you know, read up on the corporatocracy, if they consider themselves a concerned citizen, then they might pay attention. And our goal, John, I mean, if I can get 10 people like myself in my neighborhood, in my precinct, that will meet once a month, you know, at the local, you know, supper club or, you know, over at my house or whatever, to go over these things.
We'll take back your city.
What's that?
We'll take back your city.
That's right. We take it back. You got it. So, John, I hear the music. That means it's the end of our time together on the air. I appreciate you joining us. And, Godspeed to you out in Des Moines. Let's talk soon.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, stay tuned for Michael McKay on Radio Free Market coming up next. Take care.
Gold. Ever.